You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Next up, a story from the Uncuffed team at Solano State Prison in Vacaville.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
This story comes to us from Uncuffed producer Mayito Guzman.
As a little boy, Dwayne Locklear had an experience that sparked a special interest and new appreciation between he and food. Such that years later, this became a passion that led Dwayne to ultimately becoming a gourmet in prison cuisine and creating dishes that would challenge what you thought was possible using only prison-issued items. Well, we're going to be talking about food today, right?
Right.
And I know you have a special interest in food. Can you tell us a little bit about where that came from, how that began for you?
Well, it all began probably when I was like 12, 13. My run-ins with the law caused my dad to give me some kind of punishment. Well, what I thought was punishment. So he pulls up to the house in a truck full of topsoil, has me start taking it out the truck bucket at a time. And I hated it. I didn't understand what he was doing. But slowly but surely, over the summer, we built us a garden in our backyard. We had lettuce, we had spinach, okra, corn, carrots, tomatoes. We had just about anything you would go to the store to buy.
Do you remember what you guys did with your vegetables as far as what you used them or how you went from there?
My dad's the famous sauteed zucchini and squash. Couldn't stand that shit. But fried okra, I'm at the table. I'm at the table right there.
So those vegetables that you worked at, they ended up becoming meals.
I had a thing for spinach. Put butter in the pan and put some spinach in there and it shrinks on down. Salt and pepper, and it was like, I thought I was Popeye. So I started experimenting when no one else was around. Then I started branching out, watching the cooking shows and Food Network and Essence of Emerald. And my passion for food just exploded. You know, I'm famous for my ribs. Everybody loves my ribs. Even my dad loves my ribs. He said, you're a Locklear then. But I'm not a Locklear any other time. Only when I cook some ribs. But that's all right. That's all right with me. I take it as it comes.
That's cool.
That's where my love for food originally came from. But it wasn't until I got my own place with my wife and kids that I had to realize, like, somebody has to cook. But when it comes to jailhouse food, I guess you can say just bringing that mindset of wanting to cook with me. You know, we only get so much on these canteen lists, but I just try to make the best of what we can do with what we got. And I'm a fat boy, so I gotta eat. A commercial comes on right now and it makes my mouth water, Taco Bell, Crunch Wraps, or Mexican pizza, or whatever. Jalapeno burger from Carl's Jr. I'm gonna look at that commercial and I'm gonna see which way I can get me the certain ingredients, and I'm gonna make that.
So yeah, I was gonna ask you, what was your inspiration on some of your dishes? And so it could really come from anywhere, huh?
It either comes from TV or staring at a certain item too long in the sale. I can tell you right now, my next thing on my list is chili.
So it's begging you to create a route for me to become amazing, huh?
Man, if I look at the chili and then I'm looking over here, I got tomatoes over here by the window and onions and jalapenos. And I seen a commercial and it has, no, it wasn't a commercial. I think it was Kelly and Ryan were making chili. And I was like, man, I can make chili like that. So, you know, that's what's been in the back of my mind for the last week, I swear. 7 whole days I've been staring at that chili.
So it sounds like that recipe is marinating.
It is.
It's coming together. Now, you document the recipes that you create.
Yeah.
And you've been at this for a minute now, right?
Yeah, I got me a little recipe book. It has about at least 200. I'm being kind of modest. I'm staring right here at buttered mushrooms and oyster burrito. Yeah, I just ordered some shiitake mushrooms from the package, you know, oysters, onion, tomato out the kitchen, tortillas from the store, salt and pepper, the Saison Caribbean seasoning, I use that a lot in my rosemary. That's something I bring from the streets. That's my special ingredient. Ribs, rosemary. Chicken, rosemary. Rosemary, rosemary.
Now, when you show up to a facility, do you find yourself evaluating their kitchen, their menu? Does it vary from facility to facility that what you do?
Yeah, man. Soon as I touch down, I need to find out what's on the canteen. I think I spend most of my free time making package lists and canteen lists that I probably never even gonna get. But when it does come time to go to the store, I'm ready. I got 4 or 5 lists on hand and spare the moment.
So you have grocery lists prepared?
Yeah.
So it's not a I'm going to canteen. It's a I got a vision for what I'm doing, and I got needs for certain ingredients.
Yeah.
And you got all that pre-planned. Tell us about one of your more popular dishes or one of your personal favorites.
So everybody's in love with my wet burritos. I got a steak cup, right, hard time mug, and I tie a trash bag in it, little baby trash bag, no holes, one on each side. Slide 2 tortillas in there and fill it with a mixture of rice, beans, and some soup. And add water in it. I cook the burrito in the bag, which makes the burrito considered wet because the tortillas, everything gets cooked with the hot boiling water. Then I bust the bag open, put it in the bowl, flatten it on down, and just add some mayo, cheese, hot sauce to it, and whatever meat, pork rind, chips combination right on top, and serve it like that.
And as you've been putting together these recipes, I know you have a plan. Can you share with us a little bit about your ideas about where you're going with this?
Well, my hopes, goals, and dreams is to get out. I like to share my recipe book with my fellow prisoners in the package catalog, as well as the curious audience of the world. You know, insane prison spreads. Publish it. If you were wanting to teach your kid how to cook, this would be the easiest way to do it. It'd be cost effective, it'd be cheap, it'd be easy, and, you know, altogether it's creative.
The appreciation that your father had from the growing the food to the cooking, do you think that carried over into your life?
Most definitely. It was a major thing he showed me because I can feed myself.
That was Maito Guzman speaking with Dwayne Locklear. Maito produced that story as a student in KALW's radio program at Solano State Prison. Our work in prisons is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability. All content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, kalw.org/uncuffed.